This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday the decision of the International Criminal Court's prosecutor to seek arrest warrants against him and his defense minister was a moral outrage of historic proportions.
This is like creating a moral equivalence after September 11th between President Bush and Osama bin Laden, or during World War II between FDR and Hitler. What a travesty of justice. What a disgrace.
Israel launched a war against the Hamas Islamist movement, Hamas that rules the Gaza Strip after Palestinian militants rampaged Israeli communities on October 7th of last year, killing some 1,200 people and taking more than 250 people hostage. Israeli attacks have killed over 35,000 Palestinians in Gaza, according to the Gaza Strip's health authorities. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued condolences on Monday over the death of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, who lost his life in a crash Sunday.
The Secretary General is saddened by the death of Sayed Ebrahim Raisi, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and Hossein Amir Abdollahian, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Islamic Republic of Iran, as well as their colleagues in the helicopter accident.
United Nations spokesman Stephane Dujarric. Raisi was a hardliner seen as a potential successor to the supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Crash came at a time of growing dissent within Iran over an array of political, social, and economic crises, as well as international pressure over Tehran's disputed nuclear program and the country's deepening military ties with Russia during the war with Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is committing to keep U.S. weapons moving to Ukraine as Kyiv faces one of its toughest moments against a renewed assault by Russia. Austin and as many as 50 defense